V'hatorah niknet b'arba'im u'shmona dvarim. And the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chana Tenenbaum from Nof Eilon, Israel, and today we'll be learning how Torah can be acquired through Mikra and Mishnah. It's no surprise that study, diligence, and humility are emphasized in the Mishnah, which discusses the pathways to acquiring Torah. Yet, one cannot genuinely master Torah without engaging in the direct study of its texts. That entails immersing oneself not just in learning about the Torah, but in the active study of both the written Torah, Torah Shebichtav, and the oral Torah, Torah Shebal Peh. These two categories are intrinsically and intimately intertwined. To study one is to inevitably engage with the other. In fact, by analyzing this Mishnah now, we are actively engaging with the oral law, a fundamental element of Torah learning. The Torah, which serves as a blueprint for God's creation of the world, as explained by Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105 in France, in Breishit 1:1, the word Breishit, in the beginning, is a contraction of two words, Bishvil Reishit, which means the world was created for Torah, which is called Reishit, and is a colossal divine gift bestowed upon humanity. The Gemara in Pesachim 68b maintains that through the Torah, the world is not only understood, but also sustained. According to the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, who died in 1746 in Akko, God benevolently created the world to facilitate mankind's connection with Him. One of the most powerful ways of nurturing this relationship is through the study of His Word. It's no wonder that the Bible stands as the best-selling book of all times, translated into countless languages. Over 50% of the global population still regards it as the living Word of God. This enduring reverence speaks volumes about the timeless importance and the impact of engaging with the divine scripture. It's no wonder that Torah study plays a profound and central role in Judaism. Every Jew prays and pleads for God's assistance in comprehending his Torah. Rabbi Akiva's analogy in Gemara Brachot 61b vividly portrays the inseparability of a Jew from Torah, akin to a fish without water. Indeed, Torah embodies and establishes the essence of the Jewish people. It is our lifeblood, our very existence. Within the realm of mitzvah observance, our sages elevate Torah learning above all others, promising reward in both this world and the world to come. Why is this mitzvah singular? On a technical level, fulfilling mitzvot necessitates a deep understanding of the Torah's multifaceted components. When we engage in Torah study, we aren't merely deciphering an ancient text, we're probing the blueprint for righteous living in this earth. In essence, we're delving into the core of Judaism, discovering our own essence in the process. This elucidates why women, despite not being traditionally obligated in time-bound Torah study, still require the practical knowledge and the spiritual connection found within Torah. Therefore, it's imperative for women to engage in Torah learning. Torah was meant for everyone. What should be learned? In a famous bottom line derived from Tosafot, medieval commentators of the Talmud, in Kiddushin 30a, assert that since Talmud encompasses both Mikra and Mishnah, one can fulfill all their obligations through its study. Today, Rav Herschel Sechter, Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshiva University, always begins his lectures with the relevant biblical verses, the Torah, then proceeds to the Mishnah, and then to the Talmud. The Gemara in Kiddushin 40 recounts an incident involving Rabbi Tarfon and the elders. While reclining in the loft of a house in Lud, they were posed with a crucial question. Is study greater, or is action greater? Rabbi Tarfon initially argued in favor of action, while Rabbi Akiva contended that study holds greater significance. Ultimately, the consensus emerged. Study is indeed greater, but not as an isolated pursuit. Rather, its superiority lies in its ability to catalyze action. Torah is not a reference book made to sit on a shelf. It is meant to be lived and eternalized. Beyond the logical explanations, Torah serves as the eternal bridge between Jew and God, facilitating interaction and communication. Not only is Torah a bridge between man and God, it is also what connects generations. As the Rav, Rev Soloveitchik, who died in 1993 in Boston, describes his teaching, And I quote, "Always when I enter, you know I enter in a pessimistic mood. I always enter the class in despair. And I ask myself, I mean every time I enter the classroom, can there be a dialogue between an old teacher and young students, between a Rebbe in his Indian summer and the boys enjoying the spring of their lives? I start the shiur. I don't know what the conclusion will be. Whenever I start the shiur, the door opens, and another old man walks in and sits down. He is older than I am. All the Talmidim call me the Rav, but he is older than the Rav. He is the great-grandfather of the Rav. His name is Rav Chaim Brisker, and without him, whom no shiur could be delivered nowadays. And then the door opens quietly again, and another old man comes in. He is older than Reb Chaim. He lived in the 17th century. What's his name? Shabtai Kohn, the famous Shach, who must be present when Dinei Mamonot, monetary laws, are being discussed. When we study Baba Metzia, Baba Kama. And then more visitors show up. Some of those visitors lived in the 11th century, some in the 12th century, some in the 13th century, some lived in antiquity. Rabbi Akiva, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, the Raibid, the Rashba, more and more come in. Of course, what do I do? I introduce them to my pupils and the dialogue commences. This unity of generations, this march of centuries, this conversation of generations, this dialogue between antiquity and present will finally bring the redemption of the Jew." End quote. Thank you for learning together and continuing the chain of transmission. And now for your thought question. Shouldn't Mikra and Mishnah have been the first step? How can you acquire Torah without the actual text?